Is the SkyPod overkill? This week on Mail Call Mondays. I'm John McQuay with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. Welcome to the Mail Call Mondays, and this Monday, our question comes from Stan, and Stan asks, is the SkyPod overkill for a casual target shooter? Well, that is an extremely, extremely difficult question to answer. So we're going to look at it a little bit different. We're going to talk about three of the most popular bipods on the market right now, the SkyPod, the Atlas, and the Harris. And we're going to talk about the differences between them. Now, unfortunately, we are still kind of under limited travel advisory here. So I can't really go out to the range and shoot demo videos of each one. Our range is closed right now. Hopefully that will be changing very soon. But you're just going to have to deal with me just talking about them, which is usually what we do here on Mail Call Mondays anyway. Now, before we get into this, I'm going to do our normal disclosures. We are sponsored by Modular Driven Technologies, and Modular Driven Technologies produces the SkyPod. They have licensed the design, so they are the producers of it. So keep that in your thoughts while we go through this. But again, I'm going to tell you some of the things that I don't like about the SkyPod too. We have worked with BNT for quite a few years now. BNT did send us out the Atlas Cal to work with. The Harris that I'm going to be talking about here is a Harris that I've had for quite some time. I did purchase with my own budget, but it does have a Really Right Stuff clamp on here that Really Right Stuff was kind enough to send out to us a couple of years ago. So that is the source of all the items as we get into this. Now, because of Stan's question, we will start out talking about the SkyPod here. First of all, the name and the spelling is because that is the gentleman's last name that designed it. So nothing super secret or nothing special there. He is a precision rifle competition shooter and decided to build a bipod that had the features in it that he wanted. So it does have a lot of features that you don't really find in other bipods, and the adjustability on the SkyPod is really fairly ridiculous. One of the things that is really kind of cool about it is the clamp. Now, this is the Arca clamp version of it. The clamp does spin 180 degrees around on it. It's very difficult to do when it is not on the rifle, but when it's on the rifle, it's really quick to flip this thing around. What that allows you to do is use this nice flat piece here that works great as a barricade stop. Now, the legs on the SkyPod have basically three positions. So you've got straight down, you've got 45 degrees, and then you've got straight back. So you can do 45 degrees forward or 45 degrees backwards, depending upon which direction you tilt it. I believe that was because of some patent issues with the Atlas bipods. So only kicking 45 degrees in one direction, I don't believe infringes on any of the BNT Industries patents. The legs deploy very easily by just pulling it out and then closing it. You have a lever here that you can push and close, or push down and hold and close all the way. The feet, it comes with spiked feet, these kind of claw feet on here, but it does take standard Atlas feet. So there are a ton of accessory feet available on the market for the Atlas. So if you have your favorite set of feet, you can put those on here. Additionally, it will take Atlas extensions. There are a lot of different guys out there that have different sticks or extensions, etc., for it. So that works on there. Now, in addition to that, one of the really unique tricks on here is this is the middle angle for the bipod legs. Now, I can push the button and I can go narrower. So if I want to get the bipod as tall as it can possibly go, now this is the standard model, then I can put the legs together really close. If I'm working on a less than stable platform or surface, then I can go out quite wide on it. So if you need to bridge, say, the gap in a tire, then you can kick this out really wide and get that done. Additionally, if you have to bridge two different tires, then you can do that and level it out. It does tilt, so it's very easy to get the rifle level and get things dialed in. One thing about it, though, is if you have to close things up on the clock, it is not quite as fast is some of the other options out there and some of the other bipods that we're going to talk about here. Now, one thing that is not my favorite with the SkyPod, and they have gotten better on the newer models, is it is kind of rattly. Things are a little bit loose on it, and part of that reason is because if it's really tight, it takes longer to get it adjusted and get it dialed in. Now, all this rattle disappears when you weight it, so it's not something you notice when you are actually shooting the rifle. It's just one of those things that you look at the cost of the bipod and it rattles a little bit, and that may cause you some pause. This version, the mating surfaces on it are straight. They've gone to a more tapered mating surface on the new ones, so it should tighten up a little bit more. Now, tension adjustment on it, tension for the swivel, tension for the pan, all that stuff is adjustable on it, but you have to use an Allen key to adjust it, so it's not something you're going to do on the clock. Now, the nice thing is once you adjust it, I haven't noticed it loosening up really any, so once you get it set to where you want it to be, then you can leave it be, and you're good to go. Now, if you do a lot of panning back and forth, then you can end up with the bipod walking a little bit and getting off center, but then you have to just grab it and straighten it back up. I haven't really noticed this on the clock much because these claws, even on concrete, they grab really well. So if I'm swinging back and forth, then it's not really walking. It really, the legs bite. And then when I come back to center, the bipod stays where it is. Some of the other designs that have rolling feet, you can end up walking off center and then you're making a shot straight, but your bipod legs are all cattywampus. So that is something that is nice about this, even though there is no quick return to center. It does fold up and tuck flat underneath the rifle. Fairly quickly, fairly flat, and because it does swivel forward or back, then it's really easy to go from legs deployed where you would normally shoot it to tucked back with the pointy claw feet tucked nicely under the forearm of the rifle when you go to case it. That way you don't have to worry about it getting dinged up. Now, the clamp on here is the supplied Arca Spec clamp. It has this little triangle knob on here that I found. I can get it snugged down really, really well, even on the slicker MDT rails. So it clamps down. I don't really have to worry about it sliding anywhere. And it does open up far enough that I can tilt the bipod off without actually sliding it all the way off the end. So if I get into a situation where I have to go from ground to threading the rifle through different ports in a barricade and I want to jettison the bipod, I can just twist the knob a couple of times and kick it off. So that is kind of nice. And because it is a screw clamp, you don't have to worry about the variety of different ArcaSpec rails out there. You can tighten down on pretty much any rail and get a really good amount of tension on it. So I don't have many complaints over that. I do wish I had a toolless adjustment on the pan and the tilt, but it's okay. It really hasn't bothered me. You just take an Allen key, stick it in there, an Allen key in there, and through a couple of training days, you should be able to find what it is that you like as far as the tension, and then let it go. Again, I said it's not really quick to deploy on the clock. For me, maybe I just need more training on it, but There are several different buttons and things on here, so it's not really intuitive for me to reach up and hit the releases. And they are locking in the open or close position, so you do have to hit the release to get it to wherever you want to get it to. So that is my overview on the SkyPod. Now we'll go to probably one of the next most popular, and that is the Atlas Bipod. This is the Atlas Cowl, and Cowl stands for Cant and Lock, and that comes from the KMW Podlock from Terry Cross that they use on the back. This is actually a Podlock, so it's not a licensed version of it. It is one of the KMW Podlocks. KMW Podlocks came out long ago when most of us were still using the Harris Bipods, and it is a ratcheted lever that would allow you to set the cant adjustment and lock it down on the Harris Bipods, which was greatly needed at the time. So it's a really nice lever. They're not really all that expensive if you want to upgrade a Harris with one. There are a ton of knockoffs on eBay or on Amazon, but the old joke was you used to go to a precision rifle match, and if they had barricade stages, very often you could look around the barricade and you would find broken levers laying all over the place. That wasn't as much of a problem with the actual KMW version. So let's talk about the Cowl itself. Now, I have quite a few different Atlas Bipods. The Cowl, when they released it, I wasn't really sure if I was going to like it or not, because the Cowl removes the pan. There is no panning on it. It is just cant. That is where the cant and lock comes from. So you can loosen up the pod lock on it, and you can cant to your heart's content. Once you get the rifle leveled out, you can lock it, and then it'll stay there. The pan was eliminated because, like I discussed earlier with the SkyPod, very often when you would have to pan back and forth, or just through recoil on different surfaces, the bipod would work its way sideways, and then you have to reach up and fix it, or you could run into problems where you hit the end of adjustment, or it was just a bipod's going to be less stable when it's like that than when it's at its widest. So that was an issue with the Atlas, the previous Atlas Bipods, and there's several different versions out. So there are different ways to actually lock the center screw to tighten down that panning, but if you left it to where you could actually legitimately pan the rifle, then that could be an issue. So again, the Cowl totally eliminates that. It makes it a little bit more like the original Harris Bipods as far as the adjustment for what you can do. Now, there are some really nice ways on how the Atlas adjusts. Now, one of the marquee features on the Atlas is the leg angles. You have straight forward, you have 45 forward, you have straight down, you have 45 back, and then you have straight back. So you can mount this on the rifle, and this has a American Defense Picatinny mount on it. So you can mount this on the rifle. You can run the legs 45 forward or straight down, whatever you need to do for your shooting situation, and you can kick the legs straight back. Now, since we do not have the pan feature, we can't flip it backwards like you can with the SkyPod. So you need to do a little bit of planning ahead of time. But the 45 degree forward is nice because if you need to get a little bit more reach, if you've got to get out further on your contact surface and you want to get that rear bag underneath the rear of the rifle, or you really don't have anything floating out there, then you can pull the legs forward on this and kick them forward like that and get about 6 to 8 inches more reach on your bipod between those stabilizing points. In the same vein, if you're shooting off, say, a tire stack or something like that, where you have very limited amount of space that you're working on, you can put the feet there, you can put your bag underneath your pistol grip, and it will get a lot more stable than if you were just floating out in empty space, or if you're trying to set the rifle flat on the surface. Now, a lot of this can be accomplished better with a barricade bag or a game changer or something like that, but it's a nice feature to be able to have in the bipod. From a law enforcement standpoint, I like the fact that you can kick the legs forward, you can extend them, and on a lot of 20-inch barrel 308s, depending upon exactly where the rail mounts on the bipod, you can get these feet on a car door sill and on the windowsill and be back in the backseat of the rifle and have the entire rifle inside a vehicle. So you don't have a muzzle in front of a rifle sticking out of it. So if you need to use a vehicle hide or you have to do a vehicle takedown or something of that nature, then it's a great option to be able to have. So kind of neat. Now the leg adjustment on the Atlas, I really kind of like the way the legs adjust on it. You have these knurled collars up here, and you just grab the collar to deploy the leg and pull down on the collar, and the leg pops out. So it allows you to get down on the rifle. I usually will plant one leg, grab the collar, pull the other one down, deploy that, rock it up the other way, pull the other one down, and there you go. Now you've got it set. Now if you need to, if you overshoot, you get it up too high, and you need to drop it back down, then it's really easy to grab a leg, pull the collar down, and then rock the rifle to that side until you get to the level that you want. So again, really quick to deploy, really quick to close up. Now again, one ding against the Atlas style bipods is deploying them and collapsing them on the clock is not super fast. You have one button here, which is a little bit better than the myriad of buttons that you have on the Sky, but you have to push the button in order to change any of the adjustments. There is no free swinging. It doesn't snap into the adjustment unless you have pushed the button to unlock it first. So that means that getting into position or getting out of position, if you have to deploy the legs or close the legs up, it can take you a little bit longer. Now, you can practice quite a bit, and if you have the legs deployed forward, and you need to deploy the legs down, you can reach up and just push the buttons on both sides with your finger and your thumb and rock it down. It takes a little bit of practice. I'm not the greatest with doing it, but I have done it on the clock where I've had to start with the bipod up, or I've had to shoot through ports with the bipod in a stowed position and then flip the bipod down in order to get into a prone position. Usually though, I will mess it up and I will just end up reaching up with my hand and putting the legs down with my support side hand. So that is the Atlas cowl. Again, the feet on it are removable. They're just little spring detents. You push a little spring detent, the feet pop off. You can put claws, spikes, whatever. Atlas does make extensions, so you can make the bipod longer if you want, or it was designed so that you can just tuck wooden dowels up into here. So if you need a shooting stick type situation, then you can just carry a couple of long wooden dowels with you, slide them into the hollow of the leg, and then you can have a high kneeling or even a standing bipod if you want to carry that much wooden dowel with you out into the field. But that is a nice option to have. So then we get to the old dog here, the Harris bipod. The Harris was my first bipod. The Harris has been issued to the military for a very long time. So it's a really well-known bipod. It's knocked off quite a bit. The patent on the Harris has expired now, so you can find cheaper versions of it out there. But the original Harris is still U.S. made. It is still a very versatile bipod for what it is. And now my preference is for the BRM-S6-9. And what that stands for is it's really the bench rest model. So it is fairly short. The legs are 6 to 9 inches. And the BRM-S model has swivel built into it. So you do have a swivel mechanism there. Usually there is a knurled knob on the back that you can use to adjust the tension. Even when you crank it down as tight as you can get it with your hand, you usually still have some pan. You can't lock it out completely unless you put some kind of auxiliary knob on here. Now, I've got an old Alamo 4-star Sarge knob on here. The other great option is the KMW Podlock. I don't know if the Sarge knobs are still available. Alamo 4-star was bought by Zero Delta, and I'm not sure how many of those products right now did carry over and are still produced by Zero Delta. This one has a Really Right Stuff ARCA adapter on here, and this is my my preference for a lot of different ARCA rail equipped rifles that I'm just going out and I need a quick bipod to go out and test. The really neat thing about the Harris bipod is very fast to deploy and very fast to set up on the rifle. So it's difficult to do with it not sitting on the rifle, and I have to be careful that I don't pinch the heck out of myself with this thing, because you do have these great big huge springs on the side, and it pulls the legs up against this metal bracket here. Now, the Harris, because it does have these springs, the legs don't lock anywhere. So when you need to deploy the bipod, you just grab the legs and you pull them down into their deployed position. And they snap down and they hit a stop back in here. Now, there is a right and a wrong way to run a Harris bipod. The legs should fold forward on the rifle, unless you have a really resounding reason to run the legs facing backwards. The legs should go forward when you're using it. And the reason for this is when you deploy the legs, they come down and then they hit against the metal stops here. So if you picture we have the rifle here with the barrel pointing forward, when you get on the rifle and drive the rifle into the bipod to set it, you're pushing the legs back into the hard stops. If you flip it the opposite direction and you drive the rifle into the bipod, you can fold the legs up and nosedive the rifle into the dirt. So unless you have a very good reason not to, run it with the legs so that they fold forward. Now, once you've got the legs down, once you want to get the rifle into position, it's real simple. You have these little buttons on the front here, and you just rock the rifle to one side, hit one button, the leg springs out, rock it to the other, boom, and there you go. Now, obviously, if you know you're going to want the legs fully deployed, you can just kick them straight out to begin with. But if you're not sure how high you're going to need the rifle, then the rock back and forth is what I prefer. Now, the legs are kind of a little bit weird because the springs are short and they're right down here, and the springs kind of launch the legs out. So if I get latched all the way in there and push the button, it shoots all the way out. But if the legs are only partway out and I push the button, nothing happens. So when you're setting up, it's kind of important to get the rifle angled to where you want, shoot the leg out and release it, and then let it lock into position, and then you're good to go. If you have to adjust higher on one side, then you end up having to push the button and either hope the leg slides down, that there's no grit in there, or push the button and pull down on the leg. So that can be a little bit fiddly until you get used to it. When you get used to it, it's really fast. Now, one of the other really cool things about the Harris bipod is if you are going from a situation where you're prone and then you need to shoot through barricade ports or something where you don't want the bipod hanging down, then you can just take the rifle and rake it back across the barricade or across the obstacle. And because this is spring-loaded, it will very quickly fold the feet back up and lock them into the stowed position. So again, really quick. A lot of shooters, if they're really worried about speed, will also take 550 cord and they'll tie a 550 cord sling basically between the two legs. So if you had it deployed here, then you would have a piece of string running between the legs here, and they'll put a little loop on it. That way you can just grab the loop and pull on the loop and it will flip your legs down very quickly. So just kind of a little trick there. The bipod is fairly simple. There's not a lot going on here. They run about $100 to $110 for the BRMS 6-9, which is probably the most popular version of the Harris bipod. There are quite a few different ones as far as length. There are a couple of different leg adjustments. The cheaper non-swivel bipods will also generally not have the spring out legs. The legs will actually be reverse on those. There will be a little tension knob on the front, and you have to pull the leg down to where you want it or pull it all the way out and it will latch. And then you have to tighten the little thing to get it down. So if you want the full length, you just grab the leg and pull it down until it snaps out. But if you want only half of the length of the leg deployed, then you have to pull it, hold it where you want it, and then turn the little knob to latch it. And then to deploy it or to retract it, you have to turn the little knob and the leg will pop back closed. I dislike that because there are times when the knob could get knocked loose and then it doesn't totally latch and then your leg collapses on you. Also, that I find it a little bit fiddly to get the exact height dialed in. Plus, those models do not have a swivel, so you have to really get the leg length dialed in to get your rifle level. Otherwise, you end up canted to one side or the other. So the Harris, when it comes out of the box, is a sling swivel setup. So if you have a hunting style rifle that just has a standard sling swivel on it, it'll mount right on there. Otherwise, you have to go with adapters to get it to Picatinny rail or Arca rail. The adapters can bump the price up quite a bit. This specific adapter is about $90, so you are significantly increasing the cost of the base bipod. But if you are really on a budget, then you can spread that stuff out. You can go with the base bipod, use it for a little while, get the pod lock to be able to lock out your adjustment, get the Picatinny or the Arca clamp when you move up, and then you have a full feature bipod from there. Quite a few different companies make feet for these, but replacing them usually requires cutting off the rubber feet. I've got a set of spikes from another company that I'll be putting on this one, but I haven't so far because I really didn't want to cut off the feet. And this one is being very, very difficult as far as just trying to drive the roll pins out. It doesn't want to drive the roll pins out at all. Now, one other thing on this is the feet roll. And this is one of the reasons why some people dislike the Harris, is if you put too much shoulder behind the rifle, especially on concrete surfaces, things that are nice and flat, since only one side of the foot actually contacts the surface, when you push forward, they will roll like little wheels. Now, there is some tension because you have spring clamps in there holding the inner legs closed, but again, it will roll if you load it too much. So guys have gone through and you can get the tension knobs and you can retrofit them to this version. So you have knobs that you can tighten down and lock the feet so then they don't roll. Or you can switch over to a stickier rubber Atlas style foot. Or again, you can go to spikes and spikes will dig into the concrete and they will not roll. So there are quite a few different options out there. I think the spikes or the claws currently are probably the favorite, but since this was used on LE guns quite a bit, and I still use this for demos, I have stayed with the rubber feet for quite some time because they don't damage vehicle hoods anywhere near as bad as spikes or claws do. So although I have really high-end options like the SkyPod, the Harris really still does have a place in my shooting toolbox. So we've got the Harris on the bottom end, The Harris bipod, as I said, the basic bipod runs about $110, and then the ARCA adapter, you're looking at about another $90. The Atlas Cal with the Picatinny rail adapter, you're looking at about $300 for this guy. And then on the top end, the Cadillac is the SkyPod, and it's about $550 for it set up like we have here. Now, they have covered a couple of different options. You can get the Picatinny rail version, and at this SHOT Show, they released a version for a regular sling swivel. So if you have a hunting rifle and you want to utilize a Cal, then you can drop that on there. Additionally, they have quite a few different leg lengths, multiple stages available with the Cal now, but this is probably the most popular PRS version, the standard. They also have a shorter legged version, but the standard is kind of what I like for most of my shooting, and this is my current PRS bipod. Now, my NRL bipod, because you have much fewer obstacles, and you know exactly what you're getting into before you start the NRL 22 course of fire. The Atlas Cal tends to be the bipod that I use for NRL 22 shooting. It's a little bit simpler. I don't really need the full range of adjustment that the SkyPod offers. So this really gets it done. And again, this one I keep around for demos, and mainly because a lot of law enforcement are already familiar with the Harris bipod. So this, when I bring it out and put it on a demo rifle, then they already know what they're doing. It's easy for them to set it up and get going. So coming back to the original question, is the SkyPod overkill for your average recreational shooter? And no, I really don't think it is. Having watched this whole video, if you think that you can utilize all of the adjustments that this bipod has, then why not buy it? Casual shooter, competition shooter, tactical shooter, whatever. If the adjustment capabilities in this bipod appeal to you, and the budget doesn't frighten you off, or the price doesn't frighten you off, then I think it is a great option. If the price doesn't jive with your budget and you don't think you would use all the options available on it, then there's no reason to go with something that high end. Going with something on the lower end, like the Harris, may be a good option for you. In fact, most guys that are just shooting prone or just shooting off the bench, the Harris will do 99.9% of what they need to do. It's probably even without the clamp or without the knob on the back of it, just the standard sling swivel version will probably do what they need to do. And again, it's the accuracy of the rifle really isn't impacted no matter which side we go. The only thing this big guy does here is give you options. So if you're going into a situation blind and you need to adjust on the fly, this is the bipod that I would rather have. If I know what I'm going to encounter, then I can probably make this work just fine. And if I'm in control of what I'm going to encounter because it's just a nice lazy day at the range, then this absolutely will work for you. So I hope that gives you a nice overview of the different bipods available and give you an idea of if this will fit for your shooting style. This, again, is one of those things where there are no wrong answers. There are championship PRS shooters that are still running a Harris bipod, but there are a lot of championship shooters that are running a SkyPod as well. So again, no wrong answers. It is a ton of personal preference, and I hope this video has given you guys a little bit of insight on the differences and where it may fit with your shooting style. So that is my opinion, and as always, I want to hear what you guys have to say. What bipod are you running? Are you running a competition oriented bipod? Are you just going out to the range and plinking and running something more relaxing? So please drop your comments down in the comments section below or send it to us on Facebook or Twitter. If you like the video, please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if you want to support the content that you know and love, please come over and check us out on Patreon. We would love to have you over there. And until next time, get out and shoot.